Hello, my name is William Lewis Hornbuckle Jr. Thank you for listening to the Keep It Your Real podcast, where we give real answers for real issues. Today, I want to talk about the A word, addictions. Addictions are so real for so many people, especially the way they start. So many people, especially when you're younger, and you think it's the absolute coolest thing. I'm a new adult, or I'm growing into adulthood, and let me try, let me experiment with life, let me do so many things. And I was on the internet the other day, and I was looking at some of the real famous movie stars, and when they were young, they would talk about how they were addicted to alcohol. They would talk about how they were addicted to drugs. Some people are addicted to sex and pornography and smoking, and you'd be surprised the list of addictions. And a lot of these A-listers that we see now that's been having long, successful careers have overcome those addictions. They've stopped doing it, and they attribute their happiness and success to not giving back in to those things that have taken away and taken a part of their life away. And that's the problem with addictions. It's not just the craving that your body has. It's what you lose. It's what takes away, what you miss out on, the opportunities, because you're not functioning at your best. So my very first thing is, I will tell you, especially if you're young, wanting to explore in life, want to experiment, you know, be cautious. Some of the things that you can fall into under peer pressure can cost you a lot. You know, going out and drinking. Oh yes, I'm old enough. I'm 21, or some people start, let's keep it real, before they turn 21, they having people buy them stuff and get them drinks and this, that, and another. But some people lives are more predisposed to alcohol addiction, and that's just being real. And if you know that has run in your family, you know that people have struggled with alcohol in your family, you may want to reconsider when they have that party going out there drinking. You may want to reconsider, because these things start when you're young. These things start early for some people. Same with smoking, same with pornography. You know, these things start so early, and people are curious. And I just encourage you, you know, focus on what you are here for. Focus on a goal. Focus on what you want to do with your life. And some things are worth not being cool about. You know, some things you might have to look unpopular. You may have to look square. You may have to look like you don't have it going on. But long term, you will. You know, it's just the simple fact, when we hear the stories about the real popular cool kids and the real popular people when they're young, and you look back 10 years down the road, you'd be like, what happened? Dude, you had everything. A lady, you got it. You had it going on. And what happened to you? Life. That's what happens when you open yourself up to some of these things, man. It's tough. So the first thing about keeping it real, guys, is don't do it. Don't start. The next part about keeping it real, and some people do, some people get hooked. And I think the first thing is just quit being in denial. You know, admit it, man, this is tough, man. This thing got me. I can't stop looking at pornography. I can't stop drinking. I can't stop using drugs. I can't stop gossiping. I can't stop hating on people. You know, these things are addictions too, not just the obvious ones, but there's some internal ones, like that's hard for people to see. Shopping. Some people are addicted to buying things online. They shop all the time and they're broke and they can't control themselves. These things are are problematic, and sometimes you got to realize and come to yourself and say, hey, look, man, I got a problem with this. And it's going to be a day-to-day-to-day fight. You have to, number one, be serious. You have to be serious about changing, because I'm not going to promise you that it's going to be easy. But I can promise you that you can do it. There is nothing that if you put your mind to, you cannot overcome, because you were built, you were created with the power to overcome anything. And don't listen to that lie. Oh, I can't. Oh, it's too hard. No, it's not. You can do it. You're going to need help. But if you're committed, there are people, there are organizations. You can get help. You can overcome. The first thing I would tell you when you're serious is your environment and the places where you go to get your fix. You gotta move. If your fix is at the mall, stop going. Don't substitute it for online shopping and home network and TV network. No, remove yourself from the environment. Don't go, don't buy, don't look. If your issue is like pornography, don't look at it. You know, put your TVs and your cell phones in places where you're not going to be tempted. You know, put some monitors and some filters, communicate with somebody and say, hey, look, this is my issue. This is what I'm trying to overcome, and have people that you can keep it real with to help overcome. You know, if it's drinking, stop going to the bar. Stop being around alcohol. Don't go down the aisle in the grocery store and just look at the labels. Don't watch the commercials on TV. Get away from it. Change your environment. Remove yourself from the place and the people that encourage that behavior, because you got to realize it's a day-to-day fight and you can't give up any ground. Next, after you remove yourself from the environment, get help. Get in groups. Spend time building up your inner self, your inner person. Meditate, pray, you know, believe, focus on all the areas of your life where you feel may not be right. Because really, sometimes these addictions show up as a form or because they're a problem and there's something that's going on. So when you are clear, you can think about, okay, what do I need to fix? Because a lot of times people that have those things have other issues that go hand in hand. If it's financial, you know, get help. Get help with your money. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you go on my website, hornbuckles.org, we have a financial course, Financial Freedom. It can help you change your financial situation. Just a plug. But if it is financial, if it's relationship-wise, oh, yeah, we have a course on hornbuckles.org to help you have a better relationship, from losing to winning in relationships and marriage, on the website hornbuckles.org. Or if it's just life, if it's parenting, if it's forgiveness, these things, when you're clear, you can work on, because it's going to keep you from going backwards. And it's going to keep you strong. And it will, the temptations and the urges will subside over time. It's just getting to that point. And then when you get to that point, staying at that point is a day-to-day thing. You got to stay. You got to stay. You got to stay. And to tell you the truth, when you are going each day, each month, those times that you make, it does count in your life. If you do fail, it's easier to get back up if you had a long track record. So don't let the disappointment and the lies tell you that you can't get back on the horse if you fall off. You can get back up again. You can do it again. You can achieve again. You can. I like what they said in The Nutty Professor. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. So, this is my lesson on addictions. The hard to break. It's better not to get involved, but if you do, you can break free. Once again, my name is William Lewis Hornbuckle. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And please, please, please check out our website, hornbuckles.org. We have a lot of material that's going to help you live and have a successful life. Thank you for listening. Come back and hear us again. Bye-bye.